Hello and welcome to the Sunday Night Supporters Club podcast on the 23rd of November 2025. Hope you're well. Hope you've had a great weekend. It's been a tough one here at the Veg Grower Podcast HQ. I have managed to do a bit of gardening. Friday in the garden at home and about an hour down on the allotment in the rain. Mostly spent inside the shed tidying up. And this was all things that I spoke of on Thursday, so I won't go into the details of all that. But one of the things that has really shortened my time in the garden this weekend has been my mother-in-law. Now, a bit of a hard story, really, to share with you. My mother-in-law is suffering from cancer. It's been going on for a couple of years. She's had treatment, she's had chemotherapy, she's had surgery, but she still, unfortunately, has it. And then, basically, we got a phone call Saturday morning, so we rushed around there expecting the worst thing. She seemed a bit perkier than she did Friday, but not looking good. And obviously, it's very draining on my wife, and I'm here to support my wife. Now, that's not really what I want to get into. What I want to get into is how... I'm no doctor, so a lot of what I'm going to say is based on theories that I've heard. I'm not a conspiracy theorist, but my mother-in-law, because she lived alone, she did eat a lot of ready meals. She did eat a lot of crisps and junk. And this has made me wonder if that is perhaps made the cancer worse or fueled the cancer in any way. And I say that because obviously we as grow your owners, we like to eat our fresh, healthy vegetables. Vegetables that are not covered in chemicals. Vegetables that come out of the garden and are cooked more or less straight away. Vegetables that we just enjoy eating regularly. It's a lot going on there, isn't there? There's a lot of things to think about, and it's really made me wonder if that is where we need to think about. Why are so many people suffering from cancer? Again, I say I'm not a doctor, but is it because of the food industry? Is it because we are eating foods full of chemicals and preservatives? I don't know. All I know is that I certainly want to eat cleaner. And I certainly want to eat my fresh, healthy vegetables. Now, I'm well aware that this may upset a few people. There may be people who have suffered from cancer themselves or lost people to cancer. It's not a pleasant thing at all. And I think I'm in the same boat at the moment. It's not a pleasant thing at all. Now, obviously, here we are, end of November nearly, and I'm looking through all the vegetables that we are growing. We've got some great vegetables still growing that we are harvesting. But there's also vegetables that we are sowing, including the vegetables or our microgreens, rather. Now, microgreens are a great way of getting some fresh, healthy vegetables in us. And they can grow anywhere, on a kitchen windowsill, on a worktop, anything like that. In fact, yesterday while I was around my mother-in-law's, sat in front of a TV, they had one of the morning chef things going on. I don't know what it was called. And they had somebody on there who lived in a small London flat. She was a TV producer as well. But she was showing off all the vegetables that she was growing on her windowsill, microgreens being a big part of that. And she was actually growing them in what she called fish tins. So like containers that you might get pilchards or sardines in, that sort of tins that she's basically washed out, filled with compost and scattered the seeds on and let them grow. I quite liked that. I thought they looked pretty and interesting and a great way to bring a bit of colour into the garden at the same time. So basically, yeah, that's how we start. We need a shallow tray, seed tray, saucer, anything like that that we can just use to sow our seeds in. Fill it up with a bit of seed compost and then sprinkle the seeds thinly over the top. No need to cover them with compost. They need light to germinate. Just mist that gently to keep the moisture inside over the seeds. Now place it in a bright spot on a windowsill or somewhere like that. Avoid direct scorching sun, but keep the compost moist. And within a few days, we could see some tiny shoots germinate. And then within a few more days, 7 to 10 days, you could be harvesting these when they're about 5 to 7 centimetres tall. And just cut them with scissors just above the soil line and enjoy this cress in fresh salads. Now, what I recommend you do is actually sow some of these microgreens, some of these cress, on a regular basis, once a week or so, and that will give you a continuous supply throughout the winter. Doesn't necessarily have to be cress either. There's a whole wide range of different microgreens that we could use. Cress is a great example, but we could also do things like radish leaves, cabbage, a whole wide range of things that we could use as microgreens, coriander, list goes on. And we just grow them when they're young, or we pick them when they're young and small, and we get that sudden belt of nice, healthy vegetables for us. It's a great way, in my opinion, of growing good food throughout these winter months, really when we do need some of that healthy, tasty vegetables more and more. Now, not only are we growing microgreens today, it is, of course, Sunday, and I'd like to set you a challenge for each week. I had a great response to last week's challenge as well. A lot of people have been doing some really interesting things that they have shared with me. But I think for this week's challenge, we're going to come up with something a little bit unique, something a little bit different. And that is, I'm going to get you to share with me what containers you can use for starting microgreens. And this is inspired by this TV show that I saw where, as I said, the lady was using empty pilchard tins and things like that to sow these microgreens in. I'm looking for something that is interesting, colourful, and just a little bit quirky at the same time. Something that injects a bit of fun, something that grabs people's attention, something that when people walk into your house, they've seen them growing and they say, well, what are those? That's what I'm looking for. These solid tins that we could use for microgreens. Scott, the limit is your oyster. No, that's not right. The sky's the limit, and whatever you want to do. Just send us a photo or even email me about it. I'd love to hear about it. Well, this is going to be a short one tonight because I am absolutely shattered and I need to go and spend a few minutes with Amanda before she goes to sleep and chat about a few things. But thank you so much for joining me. I will be back again on Thursday for you guys. But ultimately, of course, the main podcast is out tomorrow as well, which covers a few of the subjects that I've talked about tonight in a bit more detail. But you'll hear more what I've been up to over this weekend. And also, I've got an interview with SealStop, which is a interesting little tool. Right, until next time. Please take care.